Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right back into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at the fourth chapter and about verse 22, if you'd like to follow along. It's been a good study, and I believe that we're going to learn a lot. And let's get right back into our study. I think that you know, every time we open this book, I think we've studied it probably 10 or 20 times and went through the entire book. But this is a book of anointing. Jeremiah was an anointed prophet. And whether we accept it or not, he preached against the prosperity preachers of that day. Everyone wanted to preach prosperity and good things and everything, blessings. Jeremiah came along preaching the truth, and he got thrown out of town, got put in jail, got put into prison, got put into a sewer down under the ground. And he lived a horrible life. Jeremiah lived a horrible life, and you know, we wonder sometimes about these things, but Jeremiah had the grace to do so. He had the grace and the mercy of God to live the life that he chose to live, and God gave him grace to go through it. Now, whether you accept that or believe it or not, that's the way it was. Let's get right down into our study. It's the 22nd verse of the fourth chapter. For my people are foolish. They know me not. They are stupid children. Can you imagine? This is the book. This is the word of God. This is what God is saying about these people, because they ignored God, and that is a stupid person. And they still remain today stupid people. They are foolish. They know not God. They're stupid. They have no understanding. And they are shrewd to do evil. They are shrewd to do evil. But to do good, they do not know. They do not know. I looked on the earth, and behold, it was formless and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were pulled down. You know, Judah was killed in doing evil, and did not know how to do good. You know, you don't know how to do good if you don't have God inside of you. Doesn't matter. You can't do good without God, because there's none good but God. So how are you going to do good? You can't. Right? Living is more than just simply avoiding sin. It requires a decision, a discipline. We must develop skills in right living, because our behavior attracts attention to our God. We should pursue excellence in Christian living, and as much effort as we pursue excellence at work. You know, before the Lord, before his fierce anger, I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a wilderness. All the cities were pulled down before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, Yet I will not execute a complete destruction, for this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above shall be dark, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I will not change my mind, nor will I turn from it. At the sound of the horsemen and bowmen, every city flees. They go into the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is forsaken. You know, God warned. He warned that destruction was certain. But he promised that the faithful remnant would be spared. There's still that residual grace of God. Even in the Old Testament. You think not, look again. The faithful remnant would be spared. God is committed to preserving those who are faithful to him. And he's stating here, I will not execute a complete destruction. I'm not going to destroy the whole thing. But there's going to be a lot. There's going to be some collateral damage. There's going to be a lot of things happen. For this the earth shall mourn, and the heavens above be dark, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I will not change my mind, nor will I turn from it. At the sound of the horsemen and the bowmen, every city flees. They go into the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is forsaken, and no man dwells in them. And you, O desolate one, what will you do? What are you going to do when all this takes place? You know, there are certain things that are going to take place. What are you going to do when the things in the book of the Revelation start happening so quickly that you don't have a chance to make a decision for God? What are you going to do then? What will you do when all this stuff starts happening? Battle of Armageddon. All the whole earth just collapses. The collapse of the economic system. The money. What happens when it all falls apart? Get ready, folks. Because you may not have the time or the energy or the stamina or the want to accept Christ. When it all comes down to all of this stuff in the book of the Revelation starting to happen, you know, this is going to be a horrifying thing. You're not going to be thinking about a lot of stuff. You're going to think about, oh, how are we going to survive? When you ought to be thinking, let's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. There's nothing else. When you seek first the kingdom, then all things are going to be added. All the things that you need are going to be supplied. All the things that you think you need going to be there. What will you do? He says, O desolate one, what will you do? Although you dress in scarlet, although you decorate yourself with ornaments of gold. You know, these people have gold, they have silver, they have riches. Oh yeah, they listen to the prosperity preachers, that's for sure. Although you enlarge your eyes with paint. These people are living it up. They're living the high life. They're drinking expensive wine. They got money. They got everything. They're living the high life. You enlarge your eyes with paint. You make your eyes look fancy. Or a fancy dancer. Enlarge your eyes with paint. In vain, you make yourself beautiful. You make yourself so beautiful. In vain. It isn't worth anything. When you get right down to it, it's all gonna fall apart. How long does this beauty last, anyway? Not very long. Have you noticed that? Not very long. It doesn't last. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. That doesn't sound good. For I heard a cry as of a woman in labor. You know, this same thing is mentioned in the New Testament. As a woman crying in labor. I heard a cry of a woman in labor. This same statement is made in the New Testament. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. A woman in labor heard a cry. Same thing mentioned in the New Testament. Cry of a woman in labor. The anguish as of one giving birth to her first child. The cry of the daughter of Zion gasping for breath. Stretching out her hands and saying, "Oh, woe is me, for I fainted before murderers." I fainted before murderers. You know, there's nothing going to matter. Nothing is going to matter when it all takes place. The only thing that's going to matter is, did you accept Christ today or ever? It's time. It's time. Let's do it right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Have mercy on me. Cover me with your blood. Let me be born again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on me. I want to seek salvation before all these things begin to happen in the book of the Revelation. Because I know that if God said it, it's true and it's going to happen. I don't want to mess around. Because when it starts happening, I may not have the desire to accept Him. So I accept Christ now as my Lord and my Savior and my God and my healer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive Him into my heart, my life, my body, every part of me. I accept Him in Jesus' name. And I thank You, Lord, for saving my soul now. Now, lead me, guide me. Let me learn of You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Well, if you prayed that prayer, get ready. You're ready. Keep getting ready every morning. Seek Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you want to go to this and read this, listen to this sermon again, go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. It's uploaded there, probably, or it will be. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.